Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
All right, here we go. College football weekend. We'll sit around and remember the good times on Halloween for Nebraska football. Find it on YouTube. You can watch the 92 Nebraska-Colorado game. There was another game played on Halloween when Nebraska, since Nebraska's been in the Big Ten, played in West Lafayette. You probably want to avoid that. Even though Halloween in West Lafayette is a really good event, they know how to celebrate Halloween in West Lafayette. That was a miserable game. Much better game is the 92 Nebraska-Colorado game, which was a arse-beating. The crowd was angry that day, George. The place was packed. 2 years prior, in a rainstorm, Colorado scored 27 in the fourth quarter. The next year in Boulder, someone threw a friggin' snowball on the field during a failed goal attempt. Then, 92, it was pouring rain, it was cold, the stadium was angry, and Colorado got blitzed. And that was kind of fun. That was a lot of fun. No football tomorrow, but there is football across the college landscape. No Trevor Lawrence. He has tested positive for COVID, so he will not be available for Clemson's game against Boston College. The line has started to go down. Clemson is on a heck of a winning streak. They may or may not have Trevor Lawrence back for the game against Notre Dame next week. But in the Big Ten, you have Ohio State and Penn State. Ohio State, this would be a game to me that they feel like they can dominate. But Penn State's defense wasn't bad. Penn State's problem was, one, they were sloppy, they were not prepared, and they had James Franklin at the end of games. That sums up their overtime loss to Indiana. But their defense wasn't bad. But Ohio State is nearly a two-touchdown favorite. Now, I pose the question. Usually when Brett's on, we just roll through the games. I'm not going to do that to you, George. I don't think you want to get into Notre Dame and Georgia Tech.
Thank you.
Or Cincinnati and Memphis. Mm-mm. Even though, see, I was one of the top games I was looking forward to this year was when Cincinnati was going to make their way into Lincoln. Cincinnati's a top 25 team. Luke Fickell has built something in Cincinnati. I don't know how long he stays there. It's not like he's going back to Ohio State anytime soon. But Cincinnati is a really, really good football team. They play Memphis at home. I think that's the 11 a.m. kick on ESPN tomorrow. Against spread teams, Luke Fickell knows how to defend them. I like Cincinnati in that game. That's a game probably, George, if I said, hey, let's break this down, you'd be like, no. All right, so I've made it easy on you.
Yep.
Because tomorrow is Halloween. College football on Halloween seems right. I can think of a couple of places where I've heard ghost stories, like real ghost stories. Do you know that people that tailgate in Madison have seen, like, ghosts? So the stadium is built on, I believe, an old battlefield.
Oh, boy.
If I remember the story. And so there are people that tailgate at Wisconsin that have told stories of seeing old soldiers that are ghosts. You do not believe that?
No, I believe it. I believe in ghosts, but I would not. I thank you for that information.
There are people that think Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend is haunted.
You're just adding to the list of places I will never go.
Well, the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, where a lot of sports teams stay, actually is haunted.
I have heard that. I've actually heard. Oh man!
You know the hotel in downtown Oklahoma City, where some NBA teams used to stay, that's haunted as well.
Oh no! Why? Why mess with anything like that? Why put that as a hotel?
Well, I don't think the hotel has, like, you know, they can't say, well, we don't want to be a ghost hotel. Some people have died there.
Yeah. Oh man.
They're friendly.
Allegedly.
Well, you haven't heard any incidents where, like, somebody gets into a fight with an unfriendly ghost.
True. You're not wrong. Jesus. You're not wrong.
I mean, there's some other places that you could say, because of the way a certain team plays there, that it's haunted. If you found out your favorite NBA team is the Pacers, of course. If you found out that their arena was haunted, would that change your rooting interest?
It wouldn't change my rooting interest. It probably would change a lot in regards to me going to see them play there. That would be tough.
There might be ghosts at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. People have had their ashes spread across the field.
I've heard that.
I went to a ceremony back in the 90s. We snuck into the stadium. And a guy that, when I was on Sports Day Mid-America, Mad Brad from Fremont, who was a great caller, diehard Husker fan. He was one of a kind. He passed away, and one of his wishes was to have his ashes spread in the corner of the end zone at Memorial Stadium. Now, they have changed the turf since then, so I'm sure that Mad Brad is still not in the turf at Memorial Stadium. But I've heard other stories of people that have, you know, casually, after a game when they used to let fans on the field,
yeah,
they would have, you know, their parents' ashes or a good friend who was a diehard Nebraska fan, and they would sprinkle them on the field.
I would honor somebody's wishes if they asked for that, but that still's. I just got like.
Yeah, we had a ceremony.
Chills.
We had a ceremony. He told us what end zone he wanted to be in.
Wow. Wow.
Now I just stood there and I was part of like an official ceremony.
Uh huh.
I don't know if it's official because we kind of snuck into the stadium. Back before Bin Laden, when the stadium was wide open 24/7.
I'm done.
Yeah. No, it was true. It was true. The stadium used to be open all the time.
Right.
People come in there and they would run around. They'd play catch on. They'd play football on the field. Oh, wow. They'd run the stairs. And then Bin Laden happened and they shut her down.
Yeah.
Right. And that was a wise decision.
Yes.
All right. Your four teams or five that you think are scared this weekend.
Okay.
So now, this ought to be fun because I put you on the spot. I gave you about a 2-hour head start on this.
Yes. You gave me 2 hours. 2.5 would have been better for like a more solid fifth one. but I've got Ohio State. I said they are on the bubble. I even took some notes. I said they're a great team coming off of a big win, but Penn State is still a damn good football team. And you better not look over them. This ain't a cruise to the final game. Ohio State has to bust them in the mouth early and often because Penn State is still that team, and they've got something to prove here in the Big Ten that, hey, you got to mess with us too. I said Iowa. Maryland is a bad football team. But is it possible that Northwestern has turned a corner? Sure, why not? But Iowa could be looking past them, and we all know what happens when you look past of a team. Iowa should be on – they should be out for blood after beating Purdue, after being beat by Purdue, I should say. I have them winning, but should they take Northwestern lightly, they could be looking at 0-2. Oklahoma State, they face Texas, a team that has nothing to lose and everything to gain. Might not be the team we thought we'd see this year, but they get up for big games, and this right here is a big game. Clemson. Now, they're playing Boston College, who is a good football team, so I don't see it happening, but we're going to see what to expect when Trevor Lawrence is out in regards to next year. I can't even say the last name of the guy that is replacing him. Can you say that last name? Do you know how to pronounce that? I have no idea. I looked at it, and it had way too many consonants. he's a first year, and BC is I think they're going to lose, but Clemson – could be scared. We'll see how that offense looks without their guy. And then the last one that I didn't feel confident in, but just looking over the slate of the college football this weekend, Michigan. It's a rivalry game. Michigan State doesn't like them. I don't think Michigan State is a good football team, but that's a game that stands out on Michigan State's schedule. Those are the guys that right down the road. We have to beat them. Is it a game that's going to stand out on Michigan's schedule? No. But Michigan State's got something to play for. I think Michigan will roll in this one, but Michigan could be looking at next week's more competitive game of Indiana and just looking right over Michigan State, but you got to play your games in order. You got to hit Michigan State first before you get to Indiana. And if they don't, they could be scared on Halloween.
Nicely done. That's really, really good.
I'm out here trying.
No, you know what? I'd get rid of Brett.
Let's not go that far.
Brett just got Wally Pipped.
Let's not go that far.
Are you ready for the new quarterback at Clemson? You ready?
Yeah.
So Trevor Lawrence is out. They have, of course, the next 4 or 5-star quarterback in waiting. Ooh.
Okay.
E. On. Ga. Lele.
Ooh. E. On. Gun. Lele. Way too many consonants. Ooh. E. On. Gun. Lele.
U. I. A. G. A. L. E. L. E. L. Or E. I.
Gary, I looked at that. I said, nope. I'm not even going to try it.
He's played a couple times. He played a lot against Georgia Tech. He's the next. Mm-hmm. They have a nice little thing going at quarterback. Taj Boyd, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence. 4 or 5-star guy comes in next.
Yep. Hmm. We're getting a sneak preview.
I'm telling you, Brett just got Wally Pipped.
No, Brett is safe. He's so safe.
We got Dirk Chatelain is coming up here in a little bit. Here is Andy. Andy, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I got 2 things. Okay, so if Ohio State's game got canceled, you know, I'm just putting Ohio State in Nebraska shoes. And Ohio State comes out and asks the Big Ten if they could play this game. Big Ten would probably say no. Now, would Paul Feinbaum and everybody else be dogging Ohio State because they're embarrassing the conference? I don't think so. And then one more thing. I think the Wisconsin fans need to put down the pipe about seeing ghosts. Hey, talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Andy.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Have a good weekend.
I think you have a couple of hockey pops, and you maybe start seeing ghosts. So here's the thing about reporting during COVID. We'd like some transparency. I think one thing we have to caution ourselves about in using the argument for Nebraska, doing the right thing, haven't had an outbreak, yada, yada, yada. Why are they being penalized? Nebraska has had COVID cases in their football program. They just haven't been one of those schools that are talking about numbers. We want more COVID transparency. I use Iowa as an example. Every Monday we get an email from Iowa. How many tested positive? How many tests they're doing? They are one of the rare schools that, now that football has begun, continues to do that. People at Minnesota want to know what's going on. I mean, Minnesota tonight will probably be without their specialists again. Want COVID transparency. Clemson yesterday, I don't know, it's kind of the thing that happened in Wisconsin. Word got out of your starting quarterback at both places. Wisconsin took a little bit longer to confirm. Because who Trevor Lawrence is, he gave permission to Clemson to say, yes, I did test positive. Last night, there was an Illinois reporter. Actually, let's just give him up. His name is Ryan Evan.
Okay.
He writes for IlliniPulse.com. This was his tweet. COVID-19 has hit the Illinois football team after clean results earlier in the week. Multiple positives today. No update on status for Illinois game against Purdue, but expect more info tomorrow. Retesting will happen to confirm. This was just tweeted out by the Illinois football program an hour ago. 24 hours, pumpkin emoji, Illini versus Purdue. I think they're good. Got to be careful. But back to Illinois in the position that, you know, I don't know if they were put in danger by playing Wisconsin last week when Wisconsin had positive players but did not know. The antigen test didn't catch it. The PCR test did, regardless of the amount of virus. But one final thing to wrap up this hour on Paul Feinbaum. Again, they're entertainers. They're not journalists. Paul Feinbaum was a journalist, okay? He's now an entertainer. Comes on, we want you to give a hot take, we want you to amuse the hosts. So I've watched the interaction. You know, when you say Nebraska's a total embarrassment these days and Mike Greenberg laughs and ha ha ha. Just help us out here. Nebraska is an embarrassment because they wanted to play a game and they were going to do it in a safe environment. Wisconsin may have been an unsafe environment with the way things were handled or not handled in Madison. A team is an embarrassment because they wanted to play football. So they got told no. It's not like they're whining and running around trying to get another team this weekend or saying, Chattanooga, just come here, we'll play on our own. Isn't this what we had a couple of months ago? You want to play football? And then when Ohio State said, yeah, we want to play football. Yeah, man, go get them. I see things have not changed. But ignore those people. They're trying to get a rise out of you. They're entertainers. They're not real journalists. They still know that whenever you say something about Nebraska, people will respond. How many internet polls have you responded to about Nebraska football? That's why they put them up. Pretty amazing for a program that's 9-16 in the last 25.
Isn't it?
Dirk's coming up here after the top of the hour. I'm sure he's got a thought or two on what has gone on this week, which seems just like a rewind of what went on a couple of months ago. But we need to check in because I think they have a big game tonight. Dave in FLA, how you doing?
Well, I'm a little banged up. We had a little mishap with the shoulder on Monday.
Ooh.
So I'm in a sling and met with the ortho yesterday, and it's looking like I'm going to have a surgery here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. So will you be ready for spring training?
I don't know, Gary. It's looking like rotator cuff and labrum, so maybe all-star break.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. I will tell you, because I know you're going to feel bad for me. I may have fallen out of bed and I hurt my shoulder, and it still hurts, but I've got a little Bengay on it. So
maybe I heard about that in the crossover.
Yeah, maybe you don't need surgery. Maybe you just need a couple of tubes of Bengay. They actually have a good deal on them at Costco right now. You can get two for one.
The team doctor gave me a good workover yesterday, and there's not a whole lot of range of motion in there. And because I dislocated it, she's worried about the labrum.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so
we have a big one tonight.
Yes, you do. The first round of the playoffs, right?
No.
Oh.
No, that is in 2 weeks. We still got two regular season games. Then we go play the Green Team.
Oh, okay. So who do you play tonight?
Lemon Bay.
Okay. You may have a shot to win tonight, right?
We should. A little bit of rivalry here. About three of our kids left us after spring ball, and they're playing over there now. So you know how it is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little motivation going into this one tonight. We had last week off after Bishop Barreau, which was a good thing. I will tell you this. I did go see American Heritage last week. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yes.
A kid by the name of Ty Law Jr. was playing quarterback. They had a Blades at cornerback, and the number one safety in the country is going to Miami, was playing as well. Probably the best high school defense I've probably ever seen.
Yeah, that and you're rattling off guys who their dads have had nice little NFL careers.
Yeah, and it helps a little bit when your coach is Patrick Surtain.
Yes, who I think Florida State wanted him to coach there this year.
Yeah, there
to be an assistant.
A rumor, There was a rumor about that. They tell you what, Venice has pretty good wide receivers. They got some kids who are going to go some places. American Heritage lined up in man cover zero and said, our DBs are better than your receivers. And, well, they were.
Ooh, that's kind of cocky, but true.
Well, when you got four kids in your defensive backfield who are all four and five stars, you can get away with that.
Yeah, they don't recruit or anything, so it's good. They're all homegrown guys.
Well, it's a parochial school, so, you know, it's different. They're a private school, so it's different for them. It's not recruiting, right?
No, it's opportunity.
That's right. That's yeah. right. Which, you know, all roads in 7A football lead to St. Thomas and Venice.
Yes. Hey, we're up against it here a little bit, but I got to ask you, because you're a Rays fan. You live in that side
Absolutely
of Florida.
Terrible move by Kevin Cash. Terrible.
Thank you. I don't need to go any further. I know you're a big fan of analytics in baseball.
Yeah. And now, you know, all these people are saying analytics, but yet the White Sox go and hire Tony La Russa. Does that make sense to you?
No, but 70 is like the new 45.
I thought you needed a manager who related to your players.
Well, we'll see. It's been a while since Tony La Russa. Now, Tony La Russa has stayed in the game, but the Tony La Russa that was managing in 2011, the way guys play, the way the game is played, the way the guys celebrate is a little bit different from 2011 to 2000 and upcoming in 21. I can't wait for the first time that Tim Anderson does what Tim Anderson does and how Tony La Russa reacts.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, Tony La Russa is a winner. He's won everywhere. So, I mean, I guess you can't blame the White Sox.
Well, you have a really, really good roster that is up and coming. I don't know what it says about Rick Renteria that you dislike so much that you made the move, that you go from Renteria to Tony La Russa, but this hire was made by Jerry Reinsdorf. It was not made by the baseball people. It was made by the owner.
Well, speaking of Renteria, instead of being Wally Pipps, are people going to start being Renteria? I mean, it happened to him at the Cubs. Now it happened to him.
Hey, thankfully he's a nice guy because, right. Yeah, it's happened on both sides of Chicago.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
All right.
But I'm anxious to see what the fallback is from Kevin Cash. I don't know if they'll be. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Gary took one of the lowest payrolls and made it to Game 6 of the World Series.
He did. He did. And, you know, the thing that is lost, that was a decision which I wish he would have gone with the feel of the game, not with what's in a, you know, on a computer. But they still had no offense.
No.
You know, they'd only scored They'd only scored one run. They struck out a lot. You know, that's on their offense as well.
Well, here's the next question. Randy Arozarena, playoff all-star, or actually did the Rays have something there?
No, I think they do have something. But then the question will be if he continues to progress, are they willing to pay guys to keep him? You know what that history is like in Tampa.
Well, yeah, we don't need to go there.
Yeah. Dave, good luck tonight. Keep us updated. I hope the shoulder feels better. And, man, that's a bummer.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, we're doing Kearney tonight.
Very good. Kearney and Gretna. Go Bearcats.
All right. Well, some would say go Dragons. I just hope for a good game.
There you go. That's all you can do, right?
Hey, thanks, Dave.
See you, bud.
We'll talk to Dirk next.